Listener Production.
Hey, I'm Tessa Randello. More details have been revealed about the six victims of a stabbing attack in Sydney's Bondi Junction. The sole male victim is believed to be a security guard. One woman is the mother of two from the eastern suburbs whose family has requested her name not be mentioned. The 25-year-old Dawn Singleton, daughter of media mogul John Singleton, was killed. First-time mother Ashley Good died, and her 9-month-old baby Harriet was also attacked and is one of the 12 people still in hospital. Two of the victims have no relatives in Australia, and authorities are trying to contact the loved ones overseas. The killer has been identified as 40-year-old Joel Couchy from Queensland, who has a history of mental illness. Police say at this stage the attack is not believed to be terror-related. The Premier, Chris Minns, says the state is grieving.
Let's come together. We'll recover. It's going to be a very difficult few days, and those families no doubt have gone through hell. But there's 8 million people in this state that are behind them. Everybody's grieving as a result of this, and they're not alone.
While the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says many brave people stepped up during the attack yesterday.
That bravery was quite extraordinary that we saw yesterday. The best of Australians amidst this extraordinary tragedy.
Mental health support will be available at Bondi Junction from 2 p.m. today as flower tributes continue to grow at the shopping centre. You can also call Lifeline on 13 11 14 for someone to talk to.